Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio, and happy 250th birthday, America. I'm Dan Small. We're also brought to you by Huntstock Midwest, an exciting new hunting festival coming to Beaver Dam, Wisconsin at the Dodge County Fairgrounds July 17th through 19th. Huntstock feels less like a trade show, more like a deer camp. HuntstockEvents.com. By Huntworth Gear, engineered for performance, and Huntworth's Independence Day sale ends at midnight on July 5th. Details at HuntworthGear.com. Also by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, Green Bay, and Waupaca, the highest-rated hearing health care clinic in Wisconsin, profhearingcare.com. Today, we'll get a Lake Michigan report from Dumper Dan, learn about a new bow from Mission Archery, and find out how grouse are doing this summer. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupie and Abraham, named best personal injury law firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupie and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupie and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupie.com. All 11 offices of Hupie and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Jeff Kelm joins us from home in Wisconsin Rapids, and a little rain coming down. We're recording this between thunderstorms. Jeff, you were at Lake Cumberland in Kentucky all last week for a high school event, and you had some rain there, too.
Yeah, it was, in fact, we avoided the majority of it most of the week. They got it before we showed up. And then on the final day, of course, when we got to put everything away, it all gets wet. But yeah, it was, the lake itself was still pretty low. The anglers were hoping it would be a little bit, higher than it was, but it was still a good time. First time in Kentucky. I would go again. I really like Kentucky. I didn't see a single mosquito there right now, which is weird.
Wow.
But yeah. Yeah. They all said it was weird too. They said they hadn't shown up yet. They said when they do, they'll carry you away.
Yeah. Okay. And, this was the high school world finals. How's that go?
National championship world finals. Yep. So, the world finals winners were actually from Maine. They're juniors, so they'll get a chance to, try to retain that title next year. When they come to South Carolina and Lake Hartwell in 2027. It was a great time. Always fun to do that. A lot of fun to see the parents and the pride and the joy that, that all brings.
Yeah, for sure. Well, have you got plans for the holiday weekend now that you're actually home?
No, which is the greatest part about it, Dan.
Well, cool. Cool. Well, in all your travels, have you seen any wild turkey broods yet?
No. In fact, we're watching one particular hen here at home. I've seen her just about daily on the cameras and in person. I just saw her this morning. No brood with her yet. Nothing with her. I have seen a mess of hens together, but they were in tall grass yesterday. So I couldn't see if there was any poults with them.
Yeah, chances are they had little ones with them. One of my neighbors, I've not seen a turkey brood yet, but one of my neighbors saw what they think was a fisher, less than a mile from our place, and they are pretty nasty predators on, you know, anything they can catch, birds, chickens, house cats. We've had them up in Bayfield County, and I saw one years ago in Sheboygan County, but I have not seen any here, but they think that's what it was. I hope not, because we got a lot of chickens running around.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, our giveaway this week, folks, a 3-day pass to Huntstock Midwest, the first year for this event in Wisconsin, and they're giving away more than $40,000 in door prizes. I'll be there all weekend with daily seminars on hunting with air guns, and the pass we're giving away is worth $80. It's good for all 3 days. We'll have one winner this week and one more next week, and then that's it. To enter the drawing, call 414-297-7554 or email dsoradio@gmail.com. Well, coming up, Captain Dan Welch reports on Lake Michigan fishing off Sheboygan. J.C. Chamberlain tells us about a new bow from Mission. And John Steigerwall has some good news for rough grouse hunters. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkaline and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
There are lakes across Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, and beyond that are loaded with fish. And nobody's talking about them. Onyx Fish helps you find them. Search by species. Filter for big walleye, trophy panfish, or eater crappies. Check satellite imagery, depth maps, and public access points. All before you leave the house. And now, Onyx Fish is available on Android for the first time. iPhone, Android, doesn't matter. Just download it and start planning. 7-day free trial, then just $35 a year. Onyx Fish. Find new lakes, get there with confidence.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. It's time now for Madison Outdoors. It's brought to you by Pappas Trading Post. They are Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. They're located on State Highway 14, just west of Arena, and about a half hour or so west of Madison. You can also find them on the web at PappasTradingPost.com. And joining us once again is wildlife biologist and Trading Post archery guy, J.C. Chamberlain. J.C., thanks for joining us, and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Yeah, thanks for having us back.
Well, we talked a couple weeks ago about a new bow by Matthews, and I understand Mission, their other brand, has a new bow as well.
Yes, they've actually released technically two new models. They both fall under the same name, but there's different axle-to-axle lengths. These would be actually the Mission Stride 28 and Stride 30 and a half. Just something to kind of fit a little bit different niche in that market. It's back to a single cam, which is kind of cool. And it's also going to have a cam that is a modular system, so it just rotates on there, so we can go anywhere from 21 to 29 inches in draw length on the shorter bow, and then 22 to 30 on the longer bow.
That sounds like a good starter bow, then, if you can increase the draw length by simply replacing a module.
Yeah, it's one of those. It's going to kind of fall into that like mid to higher range in the Mission side, just because of the way that they do the draw weights on it. So they do each bow in a light version, I call a standard version. The standard version would be a 50 to 70 pound model, and then the light would be a 30 to 50. So it kind of falls in that middle for an adult new archer, or, you know, even that teenage years in there, where most of the teenagers are big enough to shoot an adult size bow, but maybe not quite strong enough to do that full 50 plus pounds.
Well, JC, you mentioned single cam. What is the difference between a single and a double cam, and what's the advantage of one or the other?
The single cam basically just means that it has one driver. And a two cam would be just that. You're going to have two drivers, one top and bottom. So typically with a single cam, they're going to be a little bit harder to get them out of tune, because your rotation is the only thing you're kind of looking at there. So typically, they don't go out of tune quite as easy as a two cam could.
Okay, so more user friendly then?
Typically it can be, you know, and in some cases they're a little bit smoother drawing too. They are typically a little bit less as far as speed goes. You know, there's only so much energy they can generate there, but, you know, that being said, they're still going to be 10 to maybe 15 feet a second slower than a comparable two cam.
Okay, and then the second wheel is a slave wheel or what?
Yeah, so that would be called the idler wheel, and that's literally, it's just a guide. So it's just there to guide that string around on that top limb.
Okay. So let's say somebody comes in with a youngster, I don't know, 12, 14, you kind of size them up, I guess, by their height and their strength, and I don't know what else you do, but how do you recommend a bow for somebody like that?
A lot of it will depend on size. For the most part, that's kind of where we start. We'll get a rough draw length for them, and then we'll try to figure out what they can pull comfortably as far as draw weight goes, and then we kind of work from there. Haley's kind of still in that. She's right in between now. For the longest time, she's kind of been on that smaller side, so she's actually shooting a Radic, which would be similar to the Menace XR now, but very lightweight, so she can hold it up easily, and then it would still max out at close to 50 pounds. Really good bow to grow with her without getting over heavy, especially on the boys' side. We get some of those boys that really hit that growth spurt early, and at 12 or 13, they're 6 foot tall. But generally, they're only going to pull into that mid-30s to low-40s draw weight. That's really the limiting factor with them, typically.
Uh-huh. And that's powerful enough to kill a deer?
Oh, absolutely. Here in Wisconsin, 30 pounds draw weight at 28 inches is legal. Obviously, the more poundage you can pull comfortably, the better that your odds are of getting a good hit on a deer, or any critter for that matter. But as far as energy goes, you know, it's definitely, even at shorter draw lengths and closer to that 30 pounds, they're putting out more energy than most recurve were back in the day.
Oh, okay. It's an interesting comparison, because there are still some traditional shooters out there who are shooting recurves, and, you know, it's a totally different experience to hold that at full draw.
Oh yeah, it's definitely one of those things where draw length is kind of a a detriment when you're shooting a recurve.
Yeah.
You got a short draw length, because you're not getting to that full poundage, but the further you draw that one, the more you're holding, and it definitely is a completely different experience that way.
Yeah, you mentioned Haley, that's your daughter, for folks who haven't been listening lately, and she's quite the hunter.
Yeah, she's coming along. I think we might actually be able to get her to bow hunt this year. She's starting to feel a little more confident and pulling a little more poundage, so I think we might be able to get her in the tree here. See if we can't get her on one of her target deer this year.
Well, she's got a couple picked out already, huh?
She's got one that she got to name a couple years ago here that she really, really likes, because he's very noticeable in the fact that he's quite wide. She nicknamed him Yardstick, and that's been kind of her goal. honestly, we've all been hunting him and we've only caught glimpses of him. So it's a pretty lofty goal.
Yeah, okay. So she's not telling you and the rest of the crew that lay off a yardstick, huh?
Nope. Free game, she said. She just enjoys going and having the opportunity regardless of what she's shooting.
So. Okay, good. Well, if we're not in the market for a new bow, what should we be doing now?
This time of year, definitely maintenance on current rigs that you're using, whether it be crossbow or compound. Definitely it's the time to get it in, to get things settled. You know, whether it's new string cable it needs, you know, even if it's something as simple as picking out arrows, now is the time to get all that stuff done and taken care of and hopefully prevent any problems here this coming season.
Yeah, that's, of course, important to do before hunting, and field work is important too, but it's kind of tough with this weather we've been having. It suddenly got into the 90s. I'm going to wait till it cools down to do pretty much anything outside, but what would you recommend we start doing when it's comfortable enough to get out there?
Yeah, it's definitely that time of year where setting new stands or trimming out stands, checking water holes, making sure everything's good there. If you have those in, same thing with food plots. Now's the time to kind of start jumping on those to try to get ahead of it. Because from here on out, typically middle to end of July is when we start doing a lot of that food plot stuff for the fall. You know, and if you can get the weather and it's comfortable and get ahead of it a little bit, it definitely helps.
Well, before we let you go, store hours?
We're open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, and Saturday, 9 to 5.
And if people are looking for not only archery gear, but stands and blinds, you've got that stuff in stock, right?
Absolutely. So we got tree stands, ground blinds, soft-sided tower blinds, hard-sided blinds. We got a little bit of everything.
All right. Well, JC, you have a great 4th of July. I know you're doing a little traveling, and we'll catch up with you again in 2 weeks.
Yeah, thanks, and everybody be safe out there.
All right. J.C. Chamberlain with the Madison Outdoors Report from Pappas Trading Post. They are located just west of Arena on Highway 14 and about a half hour west of Madison. You can also find them online at pappastradingpost.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
You're listening to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Ruff Grouse and American Woodcock societies have been improving habitat for these and other species for more than 60 years. You can learn more at ruffedgrousesociety.org. And joining us for one of our regular updates is John Steigerwald. He's the Western Great Lakes Forest Conservation Director for RGS and AWS. And he joins us from somewhere up in northwest Wisconsin. John, welcome back, and thanks for joining us again.
Good to be back, as always.
Well, you have a new baby in your family, and I got to ask you, how's she doing?
She's doing great. Everything's going good on the home front, and this is my wife and I's first, and definitely a lot of learning to do, but enjoying every minute of it.
Well, that's good.
Thank you for asking.
Yeah, you're quite welcome. I'm glad everything's going well. Well, speaking of babies, how are baby grouse or the daddy grouse? We should talk about them first.
I love that transition. Yeah, what we could talk about today is the results of the Wisconsin drumming count survey that was conducted this spring, which has been conducted every spring for decades, going back to the 1960s in Wisconsin, as well as other states within the Lake States. For decades, the drumming count survey has helped tell the story of Wisconsin's grouse population. More importantly, it provides wildlife managers with a long-term record. It helps evaluate how changing forest conditions, weather patterns, and natural population cycles influence the rough grouse populations over time. Before sunrise, biologists from Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, tribal natural resources agencies, the U.S. Forest Service, as well as staff from the Rough Grouse Society and American Woodcock Society, travel established routes within the state, stopping every half mile to listen for the iconic low accelerating drum beat of the territorial male rough grouse. And we've been able to use the rough grouse drumming to basically help us index the population of rough grouse for decades. Essentially, if we hear more rough grouse drumming, individual rough grouse drumming along these survey routes and these stops. Each year we know that the population is going up. If we hear fewer rough grouse drumming at these stops along these routes each year, we know that the population trend is going down. If we don't hear any change, we know that the population is steady. And we've been able to build this picture over time of what the population is doing at that index of going up, going down, staying steady, and able to examine that in three functional regions in addition to a statewide look at the rough grouse population trends over time. And so currently the state looks at the northern region, the driftless region, as well as a central region of the state, and the statewide as a whole, these drumming counts. Each of those priority areas, the central, driftless, and northern, have a varying degree of the number of routes that are run in each of those regions based upon the size of those regions. But these routes are run through a combination of public and private land ownerships, varying forest habitat conditions, and they're the same routes run each year. And the idea being that we're trying to capture not just the population changes over time, but those population changes as they relate to the surrounding area. And so one of the critiques we hear is, how come the DNR continues to do the same routes each year? They got to go over here. They got to go over there. That's by design. We're trying to capture some of those landscape changes over time, because that's how we have an unbiased data source to help us really pin down what are those population trends. Over the length of the rough grouse drumming survey, we've learned quite a bit, including this cyclical cycle of rough grouse populations in the Great Lakes region. About every 10 years, we have population peaks followed by population valleys. And so we've learned that rough grouse are a cyclical species with these peaks and valleys in its population. And currently, we are supposed to be in a downward trend in the population. Actually, what we find is that years that end in 4, 5, and 6 are typically the bottom of the rough grouse cycle in terms of peaks and valleys, and years that end in 9, 10, or 1 are the years that we typically get population spikes. So looking at 1999 was a spike, and 2005 was a valley. 2011 was a spike, and then we thought the valley would have been 2015, 2016, it was kind of a soft valley. But then with COVID, it was kind of really hard to determine where the population peak was again, mostly due to because in 2020, the rough grouse drumming survey was canceled for its first time in its long history. Some of your listeners may also remember that in 2017, 2018, we also experienced an unexpected population decline, mostly predicted to either be due to some heavy weather events that happened early that spring that could have impacted rough grouse populations, or impacts from West Nile virus. If everybody remembers those discussions and controversy and concerns that kicked off the multi-state West Nile virus survey.
Yeah.
So around 2020, we expected that was going to be the peak of the cycle, but now where we're at, it's supposed to be more towards the bottom. Looking at this year's drumming count survey data, we saw a decline from last year. Statewide, we're looking at 11.6% decline in rough grouse drumming over the previous year. When we look at it priority area by priority area, the central region declined by about 22%. The driftless region declined by about 36%.
Wow.
And the northern region declined by about 11%. Now, it is key to remember, as I said, each region has a different number of stops or routes dependent upon the size of that region. And so even though we had these huge declines, you know, driftless region down 36%, central region down 22%, statewide, our population is looking at it like it's down 11.6% from the previous year, being that there are many more stops in the northern region where we had a smaller decline of 10.9%.
John, how many routes are run in each of the areas?
So in the northern region, there are 52 routes that are run on average each year. In the driftless region, there's 15, and the central region, there's 24. When we have a couple routes that change and show a number of decreasing drums in the driftless region, usually that looks like a larger percent than what it is, because we're talking about fewer routes that would have rough grouse drumming on them. So slight changes in that year-over-year variation equals big changes in that percentage of decreasing or increasing routes. As a few years ago, we saw the inverse where we saw a 33% increase in the number of drumming counts in the Driftless region. This year, we're showing a 36% decrease, when in all reality, we're seeing just that changes on a few select routes, but it causes those wild changes. Conversely, look at the northern region, we have 52 routes, and so it takes a much larger drop of decreasing drumming counts on specific routes to cause a bigger change. And that's why in the northern region too, being a much larger unit, we're seeing that statewide variation decrease 11.6% when the northern region itself was just under 11%. So the key takeaway is, however, that yes, we have a decreasing rough grouse population statewide over the previous year. But when we look at the long-term trend for the rough grouse population, this wasn't unexpected. And we're actually statewide sitting at really above a long-term trend for what we would consider the bottom of the cycle. Looking towards the future, we'd hope that the population does continue to trend upwards. When we look at the central region, the Driftless region, there are some obvious habitat concerns. I hope we can get into that. But when we look at the northern forest region, actually going back to the 1990s, we are on an upward trend line in terms of the overall population, especially where we are now with hopefully at the bottom of that drumming cycle. The next few years do look better and better.
And are we looking at better habitat? Is that why you think the numbers are going to go up?
I think just long term, we look at the landowner demographics in the northern forests. We have a higher percentage of public land ownership in the northern forests, plus a much more robust forest products industry. We've been able to maintain and keep that forest products industry alive for many more years than we have in the Driftless region or the central forests. You know, we have faced some varying mill closures and hits to the forest products industry, but we have been able to maintain a healthier forest products and more diverse forests in the northern forest region overall. And I feel that is telling a, you know, very important story here in terms of conservation, forest habitat management and restoration, and really where we need as natural resources professionals need to focus our time in terms of forest restoration. And really talking about how we can diversify our forest to be beneficial to species like rough grouse. You know, just like the rough grouse management plan that was approved in 2020 points to, we need to focus efforts in the Driftless region, the central forest, where we are seeing those declines in forest habitat and especially young, early successional forest habitat. In this data itself, we are seeing those long-term trend lines decreasing of rough grouse population in the Driftless region and the central forests. It's just reaffirming what we already know. We need to really refocus our efforts and really put forward the investment in those forested regions if we want to maintain a healthy, robust rough grouse populations over time.
John, that's interesting information, but how does that translate to what hunters are going to be concerned about this fall, and that is finding birds in good habitat?
Yeah, we don't want this to be a panic for the hunters going out in the fall this year. You know, hearing that there's a population decline, it wasn't something that we weren't expecting. But, you know, what does that mean for this fall? A lot of things can happen between the time that these drumming count surveys are gathered. Of course, these are during the mating season. And what does that fall hunting opportunity look like? We're in that process right now where broods have hatched. We have young rough grouse broods feeding upon insects and other invertebrates and getting bigger and ready for the fall season. There's a lot that can happen between the time those drumming counts are gathered and the fall hunting season. And everything's looking good this season in terms of brood survivability. We've had really good weather conditions. We haven't had some of those really heavy spring rains or odd weather conditions, droughty weather conditions. So things are looking good, I think, for overall production this year. So the key takeaway is a lot can happen between the time these drumming counts are gathered and the fall hunting season, and remain optimistic. And like I could tell people, you know, you only have so many falls to go out and enjoy the North Woods rough grouse hunting. Don't let these small little hiccups in the population really deter you from going out and enjoying this fall and finding the birds.
Yeah. Another survey is starting this week, right? The game bird observations?
That is correct. So the Wisconsin DNR starting July 1 asks both DNR staff and what they consider cooperators or members of the public, you know, citizen science individuals to go out and make game bird observations of broods that they detect of rough grouse, ring-necked pheasant, wild turkey, and gray partridge. As I mentioned, you know, a lot can happen between the drumming surveys and the fall hunting season. This helps create sort of another touch point in terms of collecting data and really seeing how well are those broods doing compared to the weather conditions we have during that year, and help us determine how successful those species were in their production.
Is there anything the average citizen can do now?
There is, and where I would direct folks to is the DNR's website. In the search bar, you can search game bird observations, and that should bring you to the landing page for the game bird observations portal. There are several survey guidelines that provide and instructions in terms of how to conduct the survey, as well as a QR code and a link to download that survey. And so it's really nice. You can get the survey put right onto your phone. So as you're driving around, or maybe you're out for a walk in the woods, you can make those observations on your phone.
All right. Well, John, we got to wrap this up, so thank you so much for your report. We will talk to you again as fall approaches.
That sounds good to me, Dan, and you get out and enjoy the 4th of July weekend.
I will, and you too. Folks, that was John Steigerwald. He's the Western Great Lakes Forest Conservation Director for the Ruffed Grouse and American Woodcock Societies. Their website is ruffedgrousesociety.org. I'm Dan Small. You're listening to Outdoors Radio.
Your hunt starts with healthy wetlands and the habitats that support them. From the Alaskan wilderness to the Atlantic Flyway, across America's Great Plains and down the Mississippi Delta, Ducks Unlimited has protected and restored habitat for nearly 90 years. We need your help to reach our next million-acre milestone and ensure waterfowl for generations to come. Whether you're selling tickets, securing donations, or finding that next sponsor, there's a role for everyone. Join today at ducks.org/volunteer. Ducks Unlimited. Conservation for a continent.
You don't hunt ducks because it's easy. You hunt because it's earned. When the first flock locks up over the decoys, that's why you do it. This July 24th through the 26th, the grind meets its tribe in Des Moines. The Delta Waterfowl Duck Hunters Expo presented by Hevi. 3 days, nothing but waterfowl, gear, proven rigs, calling competitions, real strategy, no fluff. Get your tickets now at deltawaterfowlexpo.com. Duck season doesn't start in October. It starts here.
If you want to catch a big walleye, go where the big walleyes are. Lake of the Woods is the walleye capital of the world. With a variety of resorts and lodging facilities offering full-service fishing. Lake of the Woods is also home to sturgeon, sauger, perch, trophy pike, muskie, smallmouth bass, burbot, and more. Plan your trip to Lake of the Woods today. Go to lakeofthewoodsmn.com. That's lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Are you looking for that perfect Northwoods destination for outdoor recreation? Florence County has over 200,000 acres of uncrowded public land with 160 plus miles of beautiful ATV-UTV trails, many lakes and rivers to fish or paddle, 7 wild river waterfalls to explore, horse trails with campgrounds, and friendly bars and restaurants. Go to exploreflorencecounty.com and plan your trip today.
The Woodstock for Hunters Hunt Stock is coming to Wisconsin to the Dodge County Fairgrounds in Beaver Dam, July 17th through the 19th. Hunt Stock is bringing energy, excitement, and attendee experience back to sportsman shows. Legendary seminar lineups and meet and greets from the hunting public. Lanny Benoit, Dan Infall, Barry Wenzel, John Eberhardt, Billy Moles, Jared Scheffler, and Dan Small. $40,000 in giveaways, including bows, guns, optics, hunting trips, stands, saddles, and more. You won't find window salesmen here, just hunting exhibitors like Vortex, Sig Sauer, and Tacticam, to name a few. Bring your bows for the 3D archery range and novelty shoots, and unwind with live music and after parties, and campsites available right there. Plan ahead and get your tickets online at huntstockevents.com. Use code radio at checkout to save 10%. Huntstock feels less like a trade show, more like a deer camp.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. It's time for another Lake Michigan fishing report with Captain Dumper Dan Welch. He's the proprietor of Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters, Condos, and Riverfront Store. They're located on South Pier Drive in Sheboygan and on the web at DumperDan.com. He also has a very active Facebook page, Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters, and you'll find updates with photos of the fish they catch and a video and audio report of this fishing report every time we do one here for Outdoors Radio. And this week's report is also brought to you by Visit Sheboygan. They're located at 826 South 8th Street, right there near the bridge, and on the web at visitsheboygan.com. And there's a lot going on this weekend, and Dan and I will talk about that. Well, Dan, welcome back, and thanks for joining us again.
Oh, you bet, Dan. It's great to be back, and I got some really good info for you, and we're just trolling into July here, so summer's starting to fly by, and weather's been warm, and lake's been nice, so it's been all good here in Sheboygan.
Very good. Well, what are you catching?
Variety. Very good variety of trout and salmon combined. King salmon, we're catching a bunch of them, ranging in size anywhere from 6, 7, 8 pounds up to about 20 pounds. That 25-pounder we talked about a couple weeks ago is still our biggest of the year. That picture's on our Facebook page. Cohos, there's some of them around yet. They run like that 4 to 6 pound range, good eating size salmon. And then steelhead, we're getting some nice rainbows, Dan, that are actually running like 8 to 12 pounds. We had a 14-pounder the other day on a rainbow trout, so that's been fun catching them. And then lake trout along the bottom, that's always kind of a go-to fish. We run one or two lines down deep for some lake trout. So lake trout, rainbow trout, coho salmon, king salmon.
And how far out are you going to get them?
Easy access to get to them, Dan. The water temp's nearly 60 degrees on the surface now, but it cools fast once you get down 40, 50 feet to the upper 40s, which is kind of perfect. Nice thermocline. Fish are halfway to the bottom. We're fishing them suspended in anywhere from 90 feet of water out to about 130 feet of water straight out of town. Go right out about 2 miles and troll around. If we had to pick a direction, we've been going northbound lately up to the Pigeon River and almost to the golf course of Whistling Straits. Now, when we fish these depths, Dan, I know there's a lot of private boats, especially on busy weekends here, that don't know the trolling pattern as well in that depth. And when we're fishing, you know, 80, 90 out to 120, 130, the normal way to troll it usually is north and south, not east and west, because you want your equipment to stay in the water column where you have it. And if you troll east and west, you could hit bottom, cut off boats, what have you, because north and south is the way to travel. Now, if you want to slide in or slide out from 90 foot to 100 or something like that, or back in the 80, you just gradually slide in and out as you're trolling. So keep that in mind. It works really well. North and south patterns, a little bit of angle to get in and out the way you want to troll this. 2.2 at the fish hawk down 40 feet is a trolling speed that's best, but if you just got a GPS or paddle wheel graph speed, that's usually a little faster, about 2.4, 2.5 on the speed.
All right, so you don't have a traffic cop there, and you just hope everybody knows the drill and stays with the pattern.
Yeah, exactly, and it really helps everybody if they do that, especially when you got a wide spread out. I mean, everybody's running, including my Dumper Dan boats, cleaner boards, 3-4 aside. You know, they're out 200, 300, 400 feet, and then downriggers deep, divers suspended. So you can't exactly stop or
no.
Turn around real sharp. So pay attention. That's all I'm saying, because, I mean, we're doing this every day. You know, every day we're out, and we're just trying to get through the traffic, you know, when there is traffic. I'm just telling guys, pay attention and watch what's going on, and it works really nice if everybody cooperates. But July is a busy month. A lot of plant shutdowns, a lot of vacations for guys, and Lake Michigan's going to get busier and busier, no doubt.
All right. Well, do you have openings in July and August?
A few, and that's where I'm going to touch on. We're about 98% full in July, and a lot of calls here in the last month for July. I have some condos open yet in a few dates, but call me, because I have boats next to me that I'm putting trips on every day. Charter boats, my mechanics, my glass guy, other friends of mine. So there's days we may have 12, 13 boats out. Some days we have just a Dumper Dan boats, but call, I'll get you on the water. I work with these guys all the time. They're in my store on the riverfront, which is on South Pier Drive, as you know, and everybody knows. Check out our website. Our address is on there. But call me, 920-377-1147, and I'll do my best to get you on the water. And we are taking dates for August and September as well.
Well, that's great, Dan. Now, this will air on the 4th of July, and some folks will get the podcast on Friday. There's a lot going on this weekend in Sheboygan.
Well, there is. It's a fun time of year, Dan, at early July, and the weather's hitting us just perfectly right now. We had a pretty cool, little bit windy, a little bit wet June, kind of unseasonably cooler. I think everybody in the Midwest did, not just our area. But July right now, we're looking at 90-degree highs and 70-degree lows, and the riverfront's the place to be. We're out on the lake. Venetian Boat Parade Night is always July 3rd. Get down to the riverfront, you know, 7, 8 p.m. The boats come through right at dark, make a couple laps up and down the river, usually 20 to 25 boats all lit up. Boat parade in the river here in Sheboygan's awesome. July 3rd evening, and then July 4th evening always is a lakefront fireworks. Very good display. Guys will take boats on the lake and watch it from the lake. I've done it in the past. Or get a good spot on the beach, on the shore, somewhere that you can watch fireworks on July 4th here in Sheboygan. Also on shore, Dan, there's a lot of restaurants, pubs, grills, tents set up, a lot of different things going on at all the establishments during the July 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th.
Yeah, I noticed on visitsheboygan.com that the Land Park is kind of ground zero for the celebration. You're calling it Freedom Fest, and it's going on all day with live music pretty much every hour. And then live music and concessions all afternoon at Blue Harbor, Harbor Lights, and even Anglers Avenue's got a band. That's cool.
Yeah, it is cool. And, you know, if you stay with us, lodging or fishing, what have you, you're walking distance to everything, so you don't have to go find a parking spot. You can get to just about all of this by foot, which is kind of nice. But everywhere there's something going on. And then the fireworks, they shoot off the South Pier that evening on July 4th, so that area is, you know, busy too as well. And, you know, traffic gets a little tight, but you can definitely get down here and take in all the festivals, activities, and the night entertainment. Shelly Harms does a great job. Visit Sheboygan. They're right at the bridge, right across the river from me. Awesome establishment. They just built it a few years ago. You can stop in for any info, talk to them. Also go to their Facebook page and website as well.
Very good. Well, Dan, when are you going to have a band and festivities right there at Dumper Central?
Yeah, we've been talking about it because I've been at places before where they put a band on a barge in a river or on a lake. I know it takes a lot of work and insurance and everything else, but been talking about it, so we'll see. If that happens, Dan, I'm going to need you here. We might have to have you sing a little bit for us.
Yeah, I will if you will.
Yeah, well, everybody will go home if we're singing together,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I don't know. I can see maybe 5 or 6-piece band on the boats. You put a drum kit on shore and a bass on one boat and a couple guitars on another one, and who knows, mm-hmm. That could be fun.
Yeah, it could be fun, and it definitely could be. And down here at South Pier District and along the lakefront, Riverfront Drive, and like you mentioned, down by the Harbor Center Marina, Harbor Lights, all of that. I mean, it's just a nice area and bands going on all over. And it's just a nice time of the year to be out and about, and the weather's looking good and fishing's been great. And come on over. You betcha.
All right. Well, Dan, we're going to let you go. I hope you have a great weekend, and we will catch up with you in another couple of weeks.
Yeah, you bet. Get out on the lake. Enjoy the fishing. Again, 920-377-1147 for reservations, questions with me, Dumper Dan. And everybody have a great and safe July 4th weekend.
All right. Thanks, Dan.
You bet.
Dumper Dan Welsh with the Lake Michigan Report from Sheboygan. His website is dumperdan.com. His Facebook page, where you can see and listen to this report with some video and photos enhancing it, at Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters. And don't forget, visit Sheboygan. Their office is right there by the bridge, 826 South 8th Street. And you can find them online at visitsheboygan.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
If you want to catch a big walleye, go where the big walleyes are. Lake of the Woods is the walleye capital of the world, with a variety of resorts and lodging facilities offering full-service fishing. Lake of the Woods is also home to sturgeon, sauger, perch, trophy pike, muskie, smallmouth bass, burbot, and more. Plan your trip to Lake of the Woods today. Go to lakeofthewoodsmn.com. That's lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Are you looking for that perfect Northwoods destination for outdoor recreation? Florence County has over 200,000 acres of uncrowded public land with 160 plus miles of beautiful ATV-UTV trails, many lakes and rivers to fish or paddle, seven wild river waterfalls to explore, horse trails with campgrounds, and friendly bars and restaurants. Go to exploreflorencecounty.com and plan your trip today.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com, by Crestliner Boats at crestliner.com, and by Mercury Marine at mercurymarine.com. And Mercury has an Independence Day sale going on right now through July 14th with 25% off many of the items. Shop at mercurydockstore.com. We're also brought to you by Huntstock, an exciting new hunting festival coming to the Dodge County Fairgrounds July 17th through the 19th. Huntstock feels less like a trade show, more like a deer camp. And by Huntworth Gear, engineered for performance. Huntworth Independence Day sale ends at midnight on July 5th. Save 20% on everything now at huntworthgear.com. We're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, Green Bay, and now Apaca, P-R-O-F. HearingCare.com.
And our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin may not be airing where you live, but you can watch past episodes at MilwaukeePBS.org. And my Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV special is archived on YouTube at Deer Hunt Wisconsin.
And if you want to hear anything on this show once again, or if you want to share it with friends and family, you can go to lake-link.com. The Outdoor Radio page is there for you. You can also go to outdoornews.com/podcast and get it there. Dan's on social media as Dan Small Outdoors. You can find me at Hardwater Jeff.
The Natural Resources Board has approved this year's deer season framework and bonus permit numbers. We won't go into details here, but the bonus antlerless permits will be available this fall for all deer management units except Unit 116. That's in Price and Oneida counties. For details, you can visit the DNR website. The keywords are deer hunting. And this holiday weekend, If you're on the water, DNR wardens and other law enforcement officers will be there, too. They're patrolling state waters as part of Operation Dry Water, basically looking for people boating under the influence. So stay sober and safe while you're on the water, and, of course, on the road as well. Our giveaway this week is a 3-day pass to Huntstock Midwest, coming to Dodge County Fairgrounds in just a couple of weeks, and they're giving away more than $40,000 in door prizes. The food vendors have got alligator gumbo, pulled wild boar, bison burgers. I'm looking forward to some of that. And I'll be there all weekend with Wisconsin Turkey Commander Lauren Voss. We both are presenting seminars all 3 days. So check out the schedule online at huntstockevents.com. And the pass we're giving away will get you in all 3 days. To enter the drawing, call 414-297-7554 or email dsoradio@gmail.com. Lost in the Woods Improv's next gig is July 17th at Honest Dog Books in Bayfield. A great show. The bar opens at 4, a book bar, so that's a cool thing. And the show starts at 7. Details on Facebook at Lost in the Woods Improv. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. For more on Warren and his music, visit warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small here with Jeff Kelm. Get outside this weekend. Have a safe and enjoyable 4th of July celebration. And be sure to join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.